I know this is the news broadcast, but you
Hallelujah.
Know what? Come on, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Welcome, family, to the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 p.m. time zone in your own different time zone. Yes, you're going to join myself, Pastor E, Minister Terry, and Minister Rashad as we co-anchor together weekly. Yes, I'm going to bring that pastoral view on Christian views, news, along with that unique perspective and dialogue on hot topics. I'll also provide any biblical solutions and any answers to your questions on the segment of Ask the Pastor. Minister Cherry will keep us up to date with what's the word on current events in the nation, rent, rentals, purchases, any area in our news that has something to do with building our finances. You'll hear about that then. And then Minister Rashad will come and keep us informed on all of our financial purposes and goals that we should be pressing here on the Now Network, and also new opportunities for those out there trying to birth their dream, vision, or idea through finances. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9. First off, tonight is Minister Terry with What's the Word? Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, beautiful family. Good evening, beautiful listeners. My God, does anybody else believe in God? I believe. We got to believe in Him before we can even trust Him. He told us, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. But we first, family, must believe. Hallelujah. Yes, I believe. Family, this evening I'm going to speak on something. I have a few things to speak on tonight, but I wanted to speak on a word because this word came through me, through the Holy Spirit. This was yesterday. This was yesterday. It was on word, mouth, and he who loves life and sees good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and just refrain his tongue from deceit, speaking deceit. I tell you, yesterday, family, I was in the store parking lot, and I ran across a middle-aged woman. She was speaking harshly to her son. She was speaking harshly and using curse words to him. The young man didn't appear to be in his teens, a young adolescent. She was speaking in a different language. But, you know, I understand, and I understood, and she knew I understood everything she was saying, because she looked at me strange when I was looking back at her. The family, what matters is God, he hears all. He hears all and he sees all. And I tell you, family, that just, it took me, because this young man, she was patting them on, hit them on the side of the head. And I know we have to discipline the children, but curse words, there's life and death and the power of the tongue. I tell you, family, with the children, we must speak words. The words we speak, we must pour into their lives, give them hope and assure them that they are loved. Not only by the Now Network, our family does, Pastor E, our Now Network family, preach and teach. What you pour into others is what they begin to think of themselves. So the words she was speaking to that child, what more would that child think if his mother is speaking to him like that? I tell you, family, there's countless mentions throughout the Word of God, because it took me to it specifically. And throughout the Word of God, it mentions the mouth and the tongue and what we should do. But really, tell you that one, read that whole chapter there. Just read the whole chapter, James 3. It tells you the same tongue that we bless the Lord and praise the Lord with, we curse. Ooh, that is not right. We know that's not in the will of God. What are we, family, pouring into the children? My mother taught us when we were children growing up. She said, if you don't have nothing good to say, keep your mouth shut. So we must be still, be quiet, and know that Almighty God, glory be to God, hallelujah, peace. Proverbs 17:28 tells us, even a fool, I tell you, who is counted wise when he holds his peace and he shuts his lips? He is considered perceptive. Even a fool can keep quiet. Amen, family? And we are more than fools. Hallelujah. Some families, some people are going around, they're cursing at their children. They're cursing to their children. They're cursing at others. And this is not in God's will. I constantly pray. I pray to myself to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, because I tell you, Pastor, you touched on this morning, the meditation of my heart, because sometimes those words are not coming out, but if they're thoughts, I pray that everything is pleasing and acceptable in the sight of God. Not me. Not me. Don't please me. Please, oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. A wise tongue is healthy, and it takes the tongue to leave that mouth, form those words. Ooh, hallelujah, family. We have to just watch the words we say, and especially to the little ones, because they take that. And some of the news I'm going to share tonight, it'll show you where there's been children that were abused by certain words. First of all, family, in the news tonight, I want to speak on the UCLA Bruins basketball players. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is still on the throne, because I know each and every one of us is praying for a safe return for these three young men to be returned from China. Today at 11 o'clock, they had a review before their school, their college, UCLA, I love the Bruins, before the college, they had a review. Each and every one of the young men, they had a testimony. They admitted they were wrong, and they were sorry. One of them said they made poor choices, and one of them said he made a bad decision. So they are indefinitely suspended, pending review of the UCLA board. But what they had so much, a young men, family. We have to look at these are young men, and we serve a forgiving God. Amen. But their testimony, just them on the panel today looking at them, their testimony, the trial they went through can be a testimony. So other young men that going down that same road will not make that same mistake. Amen, family? Glory be to God. So we're going to keep up with those young men and keep them lifted up in prayer. Hallelujah. Next, family, in Northern California, this was yesterday. Yesterday it left a shooting. A man, he was middle-aged, mid-30s. He shot and killed 4 adults and 10 were injured. This was an incident that started in his neighborhood. This is why, family, we have to pray without ceasing. We have to pray that the spirits people are alarmed in them. He started with his neighbors. He got into an altercation with his neighbor. He went up to get even. He was headed to the elementary school to get even with the neighbors. One of the children's mother seen him. He tried shooting at her. She made it to the school and warned the school, and the school was on lockdown. So that's when he went back down the highway, and that's when he shot the 4 adults died, and he just started shooting people randomly. And then one other person passed away this morning. So we have to keep those families in prayers, and we have to keep these individuals in prayer, because there's a lot of people out here. Some of them may need medications, some of them just need help, but we must keep them lifted up in prayer. Amen, family. Also, family, in the news, in New York. In New York, there's parents, they're signing a petition for the preschool. There was a school, I think it was a 3-year-old young man. He was in a Manhattan preschool. The school teacher, she fed him a grilled cheese sandwich. And he has specifically dairy allergies. and the young man had an anaphylactic shock. When you have an anaphylactic shock, you require an EpiPen, which is an epinephrine and adrenaline shock, to counteract that reaction. And the school didn't have that EpiPen on hand. So this is a big thing, family. If you know any children, or if you have a child or a child in your family, make sure when they go to the PTA, if they still have those, or they go get involved with their teacher, go to the conferences, they speak with the school officials and see if they have an EpiPen, because someone in that school may have allergies. And this could be thing, it could be to nuts, anything. An EpiPen on hand would be appropriate. Amen, family? Also, with EpiPens, it's been in the news, a lot of the EpiPens were malfunctioning. They were malfunctioning where they were leaking. They were leaking the solution, or either the injector, where they get ready to inject, was malfunctioning. One young lady, she went to inject hers, and she ripped her leg from the knee all the way up to her upper thigh. So we have to make sure they have to be checked and make sure they're in decent order to be prepared in an emergency situation. Then also, family, another thing to check is at the children's school is to make sure there's someone there that can give that injection appropriately. If you're in an emergency with an EpiPen, you just take the top off and inject it through the clothes, whatever you have to do, because an anaphylactic shock is serious. Amen, family. Next, family, I have in the news, Wells Fargo Bank. We know about Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo is in the news again for illegally repossessing 450 cars. The 450 cars came from military service members, which now the total 860. They repossessed them illegally, starting from 2008 to 2015. So if you know anyone that's been in the military, have one, tell them to seek their payments, because the DOJ, Department of Justice, says they're agreeing to pay out Wells Fargo $5.4 million for illegal service to help repair the military members, their credit, and give each one of them tens of dollars. And then also, they're going to give them for loss of equity and with interest. Amen, family? There's a lot going on in the news, family. Sometimes it's so hard for me to look at it. I have to pray before I even surf the news or look for the news. Amen, family? Because there's a lot, and you told us to pray without you. Again, family, we're going back to L.A. County. LAPD, they have launched an investigation. This investigation went Friday, but I just seen briefly the video. It was a video cam, this body cam that the officers were using on a young man. They put some drugs on him illegally. That's what the video said, what his attorney said. But now it's up in question if the body cam showed everything. So be aware, family. Body cams are going on, but some things can go on in spots where the body cam may not pick it up. Amen, family. Another thing, family, that's been hot in the news, child abduction. Child abductions are on the rise. They're not communicating. Communication is key. Communication and understanding, because children are not pawns and not toys. This one, this Amber Alert came in last night at 1:20. It woke me up out of my sleep, a deep sleep. My little phone going off over there, Amber Alert, Amber Alert. What had happened the evening before, it was a 15-month-old Hispanic toddler, 15-month-old. His father had took him from his mom. And, you know, they said that he loves his son. He wouldn't harm him, but no one has heard from them. They have Amber Alert out on him, and family said possibly he could have flee Mexico. So just be aware, family, and keep him lifted up in prayer also. And let's not forget, family, there was a 5-year-old that was abducted where his father, he was jailed and now doing 25 to life for taking his own life. But we have to keep the children lifted in prayer and pray against the spirits these individuals are allowing in them. Amen, family. Again, family, in the news, we're speaking of children. It's a young mother, 25-year-old mother. She's in Georgia. And she was in court today. She put her 1-year-old and 2-year-old in a hot oven and killed both of them. So, family, we are mandated by God. If we see circumstances around us, individuals, if it's in their conversation that is leaning that way, we have to intervene and intercede for them. And, you know, we have to. This is something we have to do to save the children. Amen, family. It is a family pursuit. Ooh, pursuits are on the rise. Oh, they've been on the rise all week. Every time you look up on the news, there's a new pursuit going on. One that went on today was a female. I don't think she has stole the automobile, but, and this is not just in California, this is all over our nation. Pursuits are on the rise. So we have to be careful. We have to be looking around and be alert, because sometimes if they're on the freeway, we have to move out the way and not be a victim also. Amen, family. But this first pursuit was a female. They were able to apprehend her, no problem for you. There was another one, and I didn't get the details, but this one was in Los Angeles County where the vehicle ran into the telephone pole and police officers were everywhere. The thing what I can't figure out, and it's not up to me to figure out, if you know individuals, they must stop, because the longer you keep going, the harder it is on you, and you put your life in jeopardy, and not only your life, but the lives of others. Amen, family. I say, family, a lot going on in the news. And then also, we remember the 8-year-old young man. We're still talking about the children. Gabriel. That's where his mother and her boyfriend, he was beaten to death, beaten and starved to death. Now, see, that went on for a bit, family, so we have to make sure we are mandated by God to report these. He had neighbors. There were people around. Someone, we have to keep our eyes and ears open. Amen, family. But that boyfriend, he's going to be charged guilty. With family, I want to speak on, this is a health issue here. This is not a health issue, but a health matter. There's new blood pressure guidelines. 46% of all Americans, including me, I fall in there. We all fall in there, unless some of us are out of the country. We fall into this category. New guidelines for us. 46% of us are affected. And now they're treating blood pressure, hypertension, they call it stage 1, starting at 130 over 8. Used to be 140 over 8. 140 over 80 is stage 2. When you get up to 180 over 120, that's a hypertensive crisis. I think I mentioned it before with diabetes and different things I had spoke on earlier. Diet and exercise. Diet for hypertension, decrease our sodium. Amen, family. We got to take that sodium out. I know salt. Ooh, Jesus told us we are the salt of the world, but ooh, we don't need it in our food. Amen, family. It's not always good to you. Amen. But I tell you, family, there's so much going on. So make sure we keep everybody in prayer and keep the children lifted up in prayer and be their mandated reporters. Amen, family. I tell you, that is my segment for What's the Word and the Now Network News for you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hey, great information. Great information. I'm so glad that God came through. Minister Rashad, as we know, is on the comeback scale. He's got some major things going on. I know he hasn't showed up. So thank you so much for being so thorough in so many areas of your ministry. And God, I know God is pleased.
Oh, glory be to God. I tell you, Pastor, you know, it's so much news. Oh, yeah, I did want to share some because, you know what, sometimes I look for good news. And I could share because yesterday in the San Bernardino area, they had some job openings with Amazon, but that was yesterday and today. But then there was a clerk. She was in, I think she was in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. She worked at Walmart, and it was an elderly man. He was counting his money out, trying to make his purchase, and he was getting frustrated. So she came up off her break and went over. She was cashier. She was on her break. She helped him count it. You know, it went viral. So I just have to share that because it's good news out there, but the good news, and we all know the good news is Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you, he is good. Oh, Jesus.
And the good news is we need more of him. And in every situation, there's not a lack of God. There's a lack of us wanting more of him. And we need him in every area. I'm continually praying for our government and our leaders and our local positions and things like that that have a lot of influence over our lives and over this news that we're hearing. So as a praying body, we can come together and say, you know what, let's stop pointing fingers. Can we just really just pray that peace is abound? And we talked about that this morning, is that, you know, do I intentionally ask God, can I increase the fruits of your spirit? Love, joy, peace, happiness, goodness, godliness, all those characteristics of God. Can we continue to increase those things instead of trying to make a reasoning or having a talk show about or trying to elevate the things that are going on instead of just saying, you know what, I need more of him.
More of him.
We can break the news stories when we say more of him. My question to many tonight is that what's the first number you call when you get in trouble? I like that silence because I really want that to really sink in. What is the first number you dial when you get in trouble? Most of us is our parents. Most of us is someone we know have the funds to do what we know we messed up. Most of it is people that we know we can get over on or that we'll allow. But do we really call God first?
Yeah.
When you hear news, retaliate against news, or do you pray to God and say, let me understand what my purpose is in this moment right now?
I pray before I cut it on. I pray during and I pray after, you know, because prayer, you know, I'm telling you, prayer, it will break some things and it will break those yokes, you know, because we need to pray.
Well, it changes the whole dynamics of everything when you pray. You have better understanding. You have better foundation set that you can really make wise and godly decisions. But I thank you for so much for What's the Word. We're going to go ahead and transfer over to Ask the Pastor and anything that Pastor E is going to share tonight. God bless you. You know, we're going to definitely we want to definitely rehash and to re-motivate everybody. Next Friday, November 24th, is what the world says Black Friday. We are still calling all covenant partners and everyone you know to do not spend any monies on White Friday. That's our covenant. White Friday 2017. That's committing to ending our year better than we started. Yes, White Friday covenant is that I commit. Put your name on it. Not spending any money on Friday, November 24th, 2017, a.k.a. Black Friday. And let me really kind of reiterate on that. You know, Black Friday now, it starts now. They got Black Friday deals now. They have Black Friday deals next week. They have Black Friday deals on these false sales of used appliances, of not as quality as the quality, you know, like say, for instance, you go buy a TV for $5,000 and now they're going to give it for you $1,000. Believe me, that is not the same TV you would get for $5,000. There are some missing things. You will not get a better deal. What you'll think is you're saving money, but later on you'll be like, why this TV only lasts a year? When if you spent the $5,000, if that's the kind of TV you need, it would have lasted you $10,000. Do not get tricked. Do not get deceived by the marketing schemes of these companies that put out their older, what they had to refix and refurbish, that they put these items back out there that now you think you're getting a deal. You're really not getting a deal. And number two, commit to opening a savings account in a minority owned bank, savings account, credit union, somewhere in your own neighborhood, opening a savings account. Number three, commit to savings at least $10 for yourself per week or whatever your budget allows. But make sure you start to say, I'm saving this for myself. And yes, that's going to take some sacrifice to give up this and give up that, the things you like to stop at Starbucks, the things you like to do this, that you now say, I need to save for me. Number four, commit to community service by spending at least one day, 24 hours, not just one instance, 24 hours helping others before December 31st. If you need help in that area, in the Southern California area, we could use your help at Sylvia Nuns Angels. We got food giveaways. We have turkey giveaways. We have Christmas giveaways. There's a lot of stuff going on at the center right there at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, Compton, California, 90221. Sylvia Nuns Angels, the director and founder there, Cynthia Nunn. You can get in touch with her or myself, Pastor E, and I can get you contacted with any of our outgoing outreaches. You can get some work in before December 31st. And finally, commit to donating at least $25 extra to your church, to your favorite charity, or to anything that is sowing into you that you really feel a difference in your life. Sow extra and commit to donating $25 extra before December 31st, 2017. Oh, yeah, because we're preparing for what? The crossover. And the crossover, family, is that we are committing to new beginnings in the season of 2018. Yes, we have to finish and close out our account for 2017. But we know that to go over, we have to leave the old must be left behind. What's the old? Sin, fears, unforgiveness, past failures, lost dreams, unfinished commitments, because crossing over is really moving into God's will and not our own. 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new again. What things are new again? See, when you cross over, you're looking for a better commitment to obedience. You're looking for a sound dedication. You are looking for a reliable commitment. You are looking for self-found passion. You are looking for godly purpose so you can receive godly vision. And now you receive godly results, that much area that most of us lack, because we really never cleaned out the old to receive the new. Oh, the Bible says you cannot put old wine in a new wine cloth. wine sack. It will now explode because of the contamination. To blow things up that you thought were in place. It will blow things up that you thought were doing good because you tried to bring something over to the new that is old. Old family, for us to really be dedicated to this new beginning season 2018, the crossover, we must declare, decree, and dedicate to leave the old behind. And it's up to you. We are encouraging you and we are strengthening you right now that you now point the finger to yourself and say, I must do better now with getting ready for my voyage to the other side. Oh, leave it all behind. It's possible. You can do it. Nothing that you've done, nothing that has happened can stop you except yourself. In our country right now, there are so many distractions. That's the word that the Holy Spirit has given me. There are so many distractions to make us pay attention in other directions, to get more energy to something that's not worth it, to now speak on things that we really don't have the education or the knowledge to speak on. But when we're children of God and we know that when we abide in him and his word abides in us, we know that his word is something that we can study to show ourselves approved, that we have some knowledge, some wisdom, and some understanding to pray God's word over every situation. Trust no man. Give no man credit. Yes, we still honor. Yes, we still respect. Yes, we still submit, but give no man credit for what God has done. There's a lot of people that even in our society will jump up and say, oh, look what I did. It was me. When I start to hear that word, I get on my face and say, we. When I hear that statement in our society, on all of our news networks, is that look what has been done, because I get on my face and I pray and I say, Lord, we. See, the power of one is now including others that don't even believe. The power of one is really allowing others to have the same availability that you had, but they must cross over and believe to have the access. That's the difference. That's the change. That's the restoration. That's the reconciliation to God. And let not your heart be troubled. Oh, my God. Believe in God and believe also in me. Third person. I'm not talking about Pastor E, but Jesus. Because I know I can hold on. I know I can withstand. I know I can get ready for something new. New, whoa, my God, something never, ever done before. And you have to know, you have to start reaching to higher mountains. You have to reach higher places. You have to go into different arenas. You have to be willing to trust God that he's really moving on your behalf. I know he's moving on my behalf because I'm moving on his behalf. And I dedicate and decree that my life will not be the same. Oh, yes, and it's dreadful. Minister Terry says it's dreadful to watch some of his new stuff. But don't get left behind and don't understand what's really happening, so you can now be discerning through the Spirit of God that we talked about that this morning. Are you pleading God to increase the fruit of your spirit? Are you still steadily waiting to see the fruit of your flesh grow? See, the fruit of spirit is those things that are relatable to love, relatable to joy, relatable to peace, understanding. The things of the world are chaos and confusion, anger, fear. Oh, God, but thank you that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love. Oh, my God. And power and sound mind. That's what it's all about. That's our segment for Ask the Pastor. You got a question for me, dial one right now. We were still holding on, expecting Minister Rashad to come on with the Money Minute. But as I said, he's doing some business things. And guess what? Business is number one. Oh, but we might have a backup plan. Amen. How are you, woman of God? Welcome to the Now Network News. Are you stepping in? Are you my Money Minute?
Stepping in and stepping out. Stepping up. How about that? Good evening, family. Good evening. Good evening, Pastor E and Minister Terry and Brother Minister Rashad, if he makes it on, but I know he'll listen. I just want to just say thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the words that you've spoken, Pastor E, and my sister, Minister Terry. I tell you, they were received with grace and they in God's honor. But I want to I want to make a comment. My sister was talking about the mother. I wasn't with her yesterday, so I must have missed it. We weren't together yesterday when we were out. But that mother that was speaking harshly to that son, you know, my heart goes out to the mother, too. You know,
yes,
sis, knows.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, as mothers, you know, we love our children dearly. We love them so much that, you know, we don't always say the right word. I know when I was much younger as a mother raising four hard-headed young men, you know, I loved them dearly, but it was a challenge for us to, you know, get, you know, make it through life. But, thank God my sons were respectful and all. But sometimes, you know, we get so wrapped up in, you know, things that upset us. And instead of us taking the time to just get on our knees and just pray more, sometimes we lash out with the tongue. And back in the days, you know, back then we'd lash out with more than just the tongue on our children too, you know. So we have to, you know, ask God for forgiveness for that. But, you know, as I've gotten older, I realize that, you know, we all are growing up. You know, we're still growing. We're still learning. And when young people, when they make mistakes, just like the young men, thank God that, you know, they're back home. You know, there's a lot of people condemning them and looking down on what they've done, you know, like they've shamed the country and, you know, they brought so much shame upon the country and themselves. But you have to realize young people are young and they're growing and their brains have not developed, you know, to the point that they're at adulthood. So we have to sometimes, you know, just
forgive.
Give them a pass, you know, because young
forgive.
People do things.
Yeah.
You have to forgive them, you know, and just don't look so down on them because we all have done things, even as adults. But, you know, young people, when they're not mature, they do rash things. They do things without thinking. They're, you know, that's rash behavior. They don't plan ahead sometimes. They don't think about the risk involved. They don't think about the punishment later. You know, they just do things, and then later they have to suffer the consequences. So, you know, we just have to stand by our young people and keep supporting them and do as much as we can, you know, help them out and make sure that the criminal justice system does not punish them severely as if they are adults, because we have to realize that there are what we call hallmarks of youth. And, you know, we can't give up on them. We have to work with them and give them time, because over time they will change and they will reform, most of them, and they'll redeem themselves. So we just have to keep on loving on these young people. And,
can I put a little twist in there?
Yes, I
want to share something about this. I've been really silent about this thing, but I really want to point the finger at the NCAA.
Mm-hmm. NCAA.
$15 million to go to China for one game. Not one player got a dime. The NCAA makes money on our youth. Do you know for every basketball game that's played, the school gets paid millions of dollars. The kids get nothing. They get millions of dollars in endorsements. The kids get nothing. Now, let's forget that it's Alonzo Ball's brother. And they're really making a big deal about that. But he's on a rookie contract. He still ain't got no money.
Right. He's still trying to make it, get his money. He's waiting on his money.
But the Institute of the NCAA makes millions of dollars off these kids in football, these national championship games, the tournaments, March Madness. Do you know those kids play? They play almost 8 games in less than 4 weeks to win a championship and get no money.
Ooh,
they
sent
these
that.
Kids. Watch this. They sent these kids to China. Guess where they stay? In a 5-star hotel.
Right next to Louis Vuitton and all the other.
Right next to all of the big money. Look, they were on Rodeo Drive. But it's not so much what they did. But I'm just trying to say that if you can use our kids to make money like that, you should give them money to be able to survive. Like, you put them in an environment of a 5-star hotel, they want to act 5-star. So now they want to have 5-star things. Remember I said when you pay attention to, that spirit comes to live inside of you? That institution of the NCAA is a, oh my God, it is an institution of self. If you look over the years, how much money has been made over sports entertainment in the, watch this, unprofessional league? It's the NCAA, the schools, and the institutions, the vendors that make all the money. Kids get nothing. They go to jail if they take extra money. If they take an extra shoe deal, they lose everything. But the institution of the NCAA is where the problem is. That's where the problem is.
I did not know that, Cassidy.
See, there's a lot that we don't know, especially females. That, and I'm not taking away from you. You guys aren't basketball freaks and stuff like that. But I watch this stuff, and they make a lot of money by using our children that play the games, that win the games. And those kids leave school with no money. Most kids can't even complete school because they're trying to play sports, work a job, and get their grades. Come on now. Something's not right there.
Yeah, I agree.
And if you're good enough, they'll give you a free scholarship, $50,000 for 4 years. But they made $20 million off of you, off your shirt, off of the kids' shirt deals. They're making a million. Off of the endorsements, they're making a $5 million. Off of grants by, if you get that kid to wear my shoe, do you know how many millions that they get through the NCAA? That's the problem, you guys. That's what we really need to get into some of this stuff. And not look at the little minor thing. Those kids put in an environment that they looked at the big, shiny stuff. If they was living in a normal hotel, they wouldn't have never went in Louis Vuitton. They were in a 5-star hotel. Pampered room service. Now, other than the Ball kid, the other two kids came from poverty homes. They never experienced Hollywood and Rodeo Drive. They're from old back road cities that don't have these type of advantages. They come in, and of course, oh my God, you put them in front of something and you expect them to act different. We have to be more, oh my God, conscious involved in things. That's what it's really about.
You're right,
y'all got me started.
That outside pressure. You're so right. That was a lot of pressure on those young men. You know.
Yes.
That's what it is. Outside pressure.
Now they're going to school. Now they're going to school in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
The UCLA ain't like USC. USC is right down there in South Central.
Mm-hmm.
UCLA is in Brentwood. Now you're going to school there around the same kids that have Louis, and that's all they wear, dress, belts, shoes, hats. Everything is these most kids that go to UCLA are on a sports scholarship. They go there because their parents got money.
Mm-hmm.
Now you want to be like them because you're in an environment because of your skills. Oh, my God. I pray for those kids. I pray for them right now. Get suspended.
I do too.
Get suspended. That's fine. Okay, suspend them. But when are the institutions going to take responsibility for the lifestyles they prance on these kids but don't give them money to live it? Oh, that's the real thing right now. We got this real Now News Network News.
Yes, it is. Woo. Wow.
I even said some stuff y'all wasn't even aware of. Oh, I see. If I reach one, I did good.
Mm-hmm.
Minister
like
Terry,
that.
you got any remarks on that? Anybody else? This is our time.
You know
you
what?
Open up the
Pastor,
line to anyone that wants to get involved. No,
I was
I'm
listening
gonna,
to you guys. Yeah.
Well, I
Amen.
Just want to give everybody. I just want to make that announcement.
Oh,
dial one.
Yes.
We'll get you involved. Then Minister Terry, go ahead and share anything you had to share there.
You know what, though, Pastor E, I was listening to you and Sis dialogue about that. You know what, though? Because, you know, that was a temptation to put them in a hotel and take them out of something. You know, that tempted them. So well, that's why I stand up in the Word of God and teaching these young ones principles. When they leave, they won't be tempted.
That's right. But I got to say this. I don't mean to cut you off. But this is something else. This is something else. I was in the military. They would give us a orientation over the different laws in Korea. I've been to Korea. I did four North training exercises in South Korea. And before we could get off of the ship, they would tell us, the laws here are different. If you do something that you think is petty in the United States, it's major here. In 1981, a young man who was in my battalion. I didn't know him, but he was in my battalion. We had all got off the boat in Singapore. We went to the black market because the black market is where everybody hangs out at, right? These two kids picked up two lighters, butane lighters, and yes, they did steal them. These lighters were 59 cents. These lights were 59 cents a piece. Do you know they were going to cut those young men's hands off?
Wow. Huh.
President Reagan at the time stepped in and saved those men's lives. Y'all remember this story? I was there.
Glory be to God. I remember
See,
that.
You go to other countries, especially overseas, they don't play.
They say you'll come back and we'll have to work at the donor shop.
For our institution, the government had nothing to do with them going to South Korea to play basketball. That was UCLA. UCLA should have told them people. Now, I don't know if y'all are thieves. I don't know if you shoplift. I don't know what you do. But when you go over there to China, whatever you thought you could do in the United States, you will go to prison for life. There had to be some – there was some lack in there. Those kids – they weren't shooken with the truth of how South Korea operates.
Wow.
That's not those kids' fault. That's UCLA's fault.
UCLA
should have told them, listen, and not just those three, any of them there could have been subject.
Well, they should have gave them some money to go shopping.
Come on now. They should have gave them some money.
But they don't even give them money to play.
You better spend that money in the store. Don't steal that. You got money now.
They should have gave them
my
money.
Boys out, I made sure they had some money.
Yes.
You know?
Next to a five-star hotel.
They have some money.
And
see, that's why I only do pro. I only follow the pro.
Come on. But you got to understand that the other players on that team. Hold on. Listen to this. The other players on that team is that echelon I told you before that don't need a scholarship. Yes. Their parents got so much money, they paid for the whole
Brentwood.
Ride.
Yes.
In Brentwood. Come on now.
Yes, Brentwood. I know USC in the hood. You know 36.
No, UCLA. UCLA.
USC. No, I know USC is in the hood. USC in the hood. You know, we know the bottoms.
But you said
they in
Brentwood.
Yeah, they in OJ Town.
They should have gave them young men some money.
Lord Jesus. Well, let me just say this. You give them money, okay? Because I recall an incident when I gave one of my boys some money to go get the other brother some shoes, and I told him, I said, "You go in there and you get him some shoes. I don't care." I gave him like $80, and I told him, "Get him something. I know you can find something nice for $80."
How old were they?
And they were young, 16, and I think Dewan was. It was Dewan. He was 15. He was going in there to buy his brother that was 17 some shoes. And I gave him $80, and I told him, "You can find something for $80, so don't come out of the store telling me you couldn't find anything." Okay. He had the money, but he did not go in there to purchase the shoes. The next thing I know, he came running out the store, and they was running toward my car, and I didn't let him get in my car. Okay, I wanted to know what had went on in the store. Why are you running out, you know, out the store? But come to find out, he was in there looking at some shoes, and they were thinking he wanted to take them. He didn't even take the shoes. Hadn't even taken any, but he felt like he was threatened, so he started running out the store, getting out of there because they thought he was stealing. Okay, so you know that's another thing. Sometimes our young people are. Looked at as suspicious, and they may not have even done anything.
That's right. See, you don't really know
the circumstances.
And as I said,
you don't know the circumstances.
They treat Americans different, especially those in those ruined countries. South Korea is a ruined country.
Mm-hmm.
It only makes up about New York and New Hampshire and Maine. That's how much space South Korea is.
I got it.
We got to really look deep into this thing. But I'm going to say this. With all the factual things that we've talked about, the number one thing is to still pray.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say. Pray without
you got to pray.
And I'm lifted in
prayer. Pray.
Yes. And I'm praying too, Pastor, because, you know, on that panel, the UCLA Bruins, they tried to stay on the panel that they briefed in before they got off the bus. They tried to say they briefed them. So I'm going to really follow.
I don't think they briefed them strong enough.
They
y'all.
Briefed them for this interview, this news interview.
Yeah, they didn't brief them going into Korea saying, listen, let me tell you, it's life or death over here. But the school provides them a 5-star hotel room service with no money in their pocket. Come on, something ain't right with that.
No, it's not. I tell you, you got to keep praying. Yes, that's it.
Praise the Lord. We got a caller. Minister Ali,
God,
we want to bring you
in
to this conversation. Welcome to the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 p.m. Good evening.
Good evening, Pastor E. I just want to tell you, man, you know, the police looking for you, man, because you guilty, brother. You guilty for bringing brother to the Most High God. And you guilty for getting brothers to be able to call and remember that you're online. Remember that you got the spirit on you, brother. That's what you're guilty for. And
I'm
calling
guilty.
You to tell you, man, I love you, man. And I got your number plugged into my phone and say, Pastor E, now. And I call, man. Sometimes I call, even though if you're on, I just call to see. Sometimes I say the show won't be on for the next 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
I love you, Pastor E. You're guilty,
I love you
man.
Too, man.
You're guilty.
I'm guilty, and I receive it. I'm not looking for a pardon either. Oh, my God. Anybody else, come on, dial one and get involved in this conversation tonight. The Now Network News for Now. News for News. Oh, I'm finna bring in the radio station, the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 p.m. Minister Terry, I want to bring you in for any closing remarks that you have here on our segment. Please share.
You know what, listeners, family.
I'm guilty.
I agree with Minister Ali. God bless you all. But, Pastor E, I just want to tell all the listeners, just keep praying over our nation, praying over the world, because we need prayer more than anything. Anything is just to keep praying, because we always know the Heavenly Father is still on the throne and He's still in control. Glory be
yes,
to God.
Glory be to God.
Always.
Minister Rosalind, any closing remarks? Where did she go? There she is. Minister Rosalind, any closing remarks from you tonight?
Well, I just like to thank God that, hey, you know, He's always in control and He's always making things work out in our favor. So I'm just so happy that we have the Now Network where we can come on and share and love on each other and keep moving forward, keep praying. That's all I have to say. Just keep praying, everybody.
Amen, amen. That is it and that is all. God bless you guys. I hope you enjoyed this broadcast tonight. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But before anything else, you are beautifully made by God. Do not allow anything to discourage you. Do not let anything talk against you. Do not accept something that is not pleasing to God. How do I know that? I know the fruits of the Spirit. I study the Word of God, and I know that when God is in me, oh, nothing can come against me. When God is in me, I can definitely make right decisions and right choices. And when we share information, use this incident with some young people out there. I got a nephew that hang around with thieves and stuff like that. I've been throwing this in his face. Look what can happen to you. I think it's already changed his life. Use this as a tool to grow, a tool to teach, a tool to elevate, that we know those that are close to us definitely will not go through this, but then somebody they know won't go through the same thing. Let's teach our young people from our experiences, not telling them don't do this, don't do that, but showing them, look, I'm telling you from experience, my life went to hell because I tried to do me. But today is the day that the Lord has made. If you choose Him, He's already chosen you. Come on, give Him the glory, give Him the praise. God bless you, family.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.